Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting from Nashville, Tennessee.
Woo!
Next to me, as always, my beautiful co-host, Candace the Wolf Slayer. We should clap. Everybody clap at home. Everybody in the comments, clap.
Clap.
For Candace the Wolf Slayer. And today we have our friend BB Palmer.
Thank you. That's nice.
Heck yeah.
I like that. Good crowd applause.
That was a good one.
That was damn good. Damn,
you should have heard the audience at home. They went nuts.
Did they? Oh, man. God.
I think they went nuts.
They definitely went nuts. Calm down out there, right? Calm down.
So how you doing?
Man, I'm doing good. Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming, man.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
Hell yeah. So I want to know about BB Palmer, man.
What do you want to know?
You're from Alabama?
Yes, sir, from Alabama.
Okay.
Grew up down on the coast down there. West side of Mobile Bay, place called Theodore, Alabama, Bailabatry, Alabama, down there, right on the Gulf. That's where I grew up.
Cool. Was there a lot of alligators down there?
You know, I saw a few, in my time, but with the bay, Mobile Bay is brackish water. So if you saw a gator out there, then, you know, they're lost, because they're freshwater gators, and the rivers in the bay are freshwater. When you get out in the bay, though, because it's a bay, it's connected to the Gulf, which is saltwater. So whenever you saw a gator out on the bay, it was usually blind and lost. And I saw a few wash up on shore dead, growing up and stuff, poked them with sticks, you know, all that.
Okay, yeah, that's interesting. So my area, we had black widows, rattlesnakes.
Where was that?
Eastern Washington.
Oh, man. So black widows, rattlesnakes.
A lot of rattlesnakes. A lot of, you know, black widows, scorpions. But gators seems like, especially being a kid, because we used to run around a lot. So when you were a kid running around there out in the swamps, were you guys like trying to find gators or...
No, we were probably just, you know, playing games or, you know, swimming, or we didn't really think about that, you know, I guess, you know.
What kind of animals were out there? You catch anything or?
Yeah, so, you know, we were big on, you know, like cast nets and trot lines, and there's oyster beds out there in Mobile Bay, I grew up throwing the cast net and fishing all night, and just a great way to grow up.
Okay, so you were fishing and
And so in Mobile Bay there's a really interesting thing that only happens in two places in the world. I've been told, at least, only two places. It happens in Mobile Bay, and it happens in another part of Japan, and it's called a jubilee. And it's when the water in the or the oxygen in the middle of the bay gets super low in the summertime, and it pushes all the sea life and the bay life to the edges, to the coast. So you wake up in the morning, you see a shit ton of seagulls out there, then it's on. It's time to go. I've only seen two in my lifetime, and I'm 35, so I've only seen two. And then you get your gig and you go down there, and it's just like literally a feast. You're just like gigging flounder, you're scooping up, you know, shrimp and crabs, and it's a really rare, beautiful thing to see. And so I was blessed to be able to you know, reap the harvest of a jubilee a couple times growing up.
That's interesting. You know, I think nature has those things built inside of it to like to make sure that life sustains. So like every so often, like if you can have hardships,
right,
to help sustain, so something's not extinct. So maybe this jubilee comes around to kind of like if there was something that was having problems, it could now at least get something too.
Absolutely.
That might be Mother Nature, man.
Absolutely. That's the divine mother right there, for sure. I mean, that's definitely her doing. And you're right. I think it's got something to do with balance of life, you know. So for a short time, it's a good bit of suffering for the life in the bay, because you think about it, it's this big bay, you know, used to having all this room, and all of a sudden the oxygen is on the shores. So you as a crab or you as a shrimp, you know, we've probably been that at some point in our journey, are pushed towards this race where there's not a lot of room, and you're trying to literally breathe. And so a lot of it dies before it gets to the edge. And those who get to the edge aren't really lucky either, because you got us humans coming and scooping them up and eating them. So, you know, it's a cycle of life, man.
Or other animals, too. I'm sure other animals are getting in on that jubilee.
Yeah, dogs and
bears. They got brown bears down there?
Nope.
We have brown bears in Alabama.
We
though.
Do, but not
that south.
You know, if we do, I had never seen any of them.
Okay, I've only heard rumors.
Yeah, I've never seen any bears on the bay, but you know, all the rest of the varmints and all that, I'm sure reap a little benefit from that as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like a nature thing
for sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Wow, we have a nature podcast. Yeah.
Anyways,
so nature. Other things on National Geographic.
Here you see the rare Bob Wayne on his podcast. He's a rare creature.
Is that a cat meowing?
I think so.
Let me get this where kitty cat.
We was talking about nature, and it was like, yeah, nature, meow.
Oh, there she is,
Buttercup.
Who let the cat out of the room?
Yes. There's a buttercup.
Let the cat out. Oh, man.
Who let the cats out? Meow, 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 meow.
I need to do it re.
She keeps trying to get in on the podcast.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Man. She's made it on a couple times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what about Salt Lake? So when you were a kid, now, were you like a tom girl, or were you
tomboy?
Tomboy. Is that? I'm sorry. Did I? Is that offensive?
I'm leaving.
No.
did I say it wrong?
The term is the term is tomboy. I don't know if that's,
I was trying to be politically correct
that anymore.
I was trying to be politically
that was
correct.
The term.
Were you a tom girl?
In Salt Lake, I mean, we'd go to the creek and catch like gardener snakes, and we keep them as pets and stuff.
So Salt Lake, you had like little gardener snakes.
Yeah, catch those.
There's rattlesnakes out in Utah.
In Utah, but not where I was, not in Salt Lake. Yeah, that's in the desert in Utah. There's rattlesnakes.
Okay. Sure, it's beautiful out there, though, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mormons, too.
Lots of them. Yeah.
Lots of Mormons.
Mm-hmm. I've already told my Mormon joke on the podcast.
You probably worn that out. All right, we won't talk about the Mormons.
Wait,
Mormons in the wild.
How did Mormons get their name?
How?
Their name's Mormon or something. I don't know. What was it? I said
having
it wrong.
Kids.
Oh yeah, why do Mormons have so many kids?
Yeah. 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 Why?
Their name's Mormon. Mormon.
Put 'em down. Yep.
Nice. Hell yeah.
I live by that for sure.
Man.
So how many records do you have out? How long have you been going at this?
Well, I've been like doing B.B. Palmer probably for 7 years now. Like, I mean, I've been playing in bars and venues and all that since I was 15, but I started doing my own thing. I was in a lot of bands, you know, before that. And then I started doing my own thing probably 7 years ago. And I have, three, records out, two EPs and one full length. I just dropped Krishna Country Gold was August of last year.
And so you put it out yourself?
Yep. I tracked it and recorded it in a studio in Montgomery. My boy JP runs called Seven Bridges, and I also did it in a studio in Opelika called The Sound Wall.
Okay, that's where I'm at. I live right by Opelika.
Do you really?
That's the town nearest to me.
Damn. Yeah, I was there for a long time.
It's like 20, 30 miles.
What's the town?
You can edit it
out. Yeah, you'll have to edit that out. It's very, very small.
It's in between Auburn and Alex City.
Oh, okay. So
that stretch of road right there that goes to Alex City. I'm like right in the middle, 280.
Yeah.
280 is my backyard.
I see. Okay.
So when you're driving down it and you see them trees, there's like 6 acres of those trees are mine.
That's yours?
Yeah.
That's Wayne Land.
Yeah, it's really cool.
That's Wayne Land, dude.
So you know about Waverly then?
Yeah. Didn't we go to a show there?
Yeah.
I just played there Saturday.
At that
Standard Deluxe. No, it's a place called Standard. This is like the crown jewel of venues in Alabama. You know, Alabama to me, you know, not kind of shit when it comes to, you know, good venues.
The Nick. I like the Nick.
I've
been there.
It's
That's
a good
cool,
shit home.
Right?
It's a great
We used to play
home.
There with Hank 3 all the time. It was insane.
Hell yeah. Oh, I
that
love
place
the
is great.
Yeah, yeah, the Nick's good, but Standard Deluxe, that's where it's at. I mean, that's
in Waverly.
In Waverly, yeah.
Maybe we haven't been there.
It's okay. Outdoor stage, big. It's like a backyard.
We went there. They had a festival. That is
right. We did. Yeah, we went there.
Y'all might have went to the Boogie or something. 280 Boogie or something like that.
280 Boogie. That's what it was.
Yeah. So that's like, you know, we were just playing there, doing a show there Saturday, and that's like, you know, one of my favorite places to play down there for sure.
So yeah, man. So you were raised in Alabama, I guess Southern Alabama. One thing about Alabama, like where I live, there's no bars. They don't have bars in Alex City.
No bars. Yeah.
And they said, and I asked everyone, like, why don't you have bars here? And they said, because every time someone starts a bar, someone gets shot.
That's true, yeah. A lot of, and especially in the small towns, when there's, because usually it's the only bar there.
Yeah.
So where I'm living now, in Demopolis, one bar, Red Barn, all types of shit pops off there. I don't know how they stayed open.
But. Right, there's no bars anywhere near. We've looked. Yeah. There's no bars.
It's all factions coming in together. And, you know, that's fun, but it also could be a powder keg of a situation.
So they said every time someone starts a bar, someone gets shot.
Someone gets deaded.
So they just stop. No one has the guts to start a bar anymore there.
They don't want
to
deal with that.
They're like, if we start a bar, someone will die. Should we do it?
They want that blood on their hands.
The blood. Let's open it.
Hell yeah.
Right on.
I got a speakeasy in the trucker chapel I built.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I heard so about
we're
this
just
trucker
a,
chapel.
We're a rolling speakeasy now.
Nice.
So
is that on the Trucker Chapel bus that you gutted out?
Yep.
Where you did the video?
Yep, we gutted it out. We have a video. We should have you play there.
Shit, I didn't know it had you could play in. I would love to.
I made a venue inside of it.
Damn. See, I saw it on the video, you know, but then you're preaching, you're killing people, and it's beautiful, but you can't see. It's just real.
Yeah.
So you can't see at all. So I wonder what that was.
We actually had a show in there.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How many people can fit in that joker?
Like 40?
Go!
Yeah, we can fit like 40 people in there.
Yeah, no.
So we could just roll around, and we have a bar built into it, and everyone has their own futon, so you can sleep.
Man, that is great. So when you do shows, are you driving around?
Well, we haven't done the whole tour yet like that. We just did one show, but as a test.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it worked. So we
that's
might
cool.
have a rolling venue, dude.
Now that's legit.
Hell yeah.
Let me know when that gets going.
That's what I'm saying, man. We should throw a party in Alabama in that thing.
Let's do it, brother.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Let's throw it down.
Let's do it in Atlanta.
Yeah.
We'll throw a show. We'll charge. Okay.
Yes. And we got the whole crew down there. We could fill that bus up.
Think about it. 40, 40 tickets. We sell how much we sell the tickets for?
10?
No, dude.
Since it's 40,
this is
special.
Hey, listen, no. T- to get a ticket. 12. No. Okay, well, let me put it to you like this.
$11.99.
I have a drummer. I have a bass player. I have a guitar player. I got me. Let's say you open the show with right, just solo. Me.
That'd be cool.
That's five people. So if you have 40 people and you charge them $10, that's $400.
That's right. That ain't
divided
enough
by five people. Okay. We're talking like $90 each. And then
so double it, 20.
Hmm? I'm
maybe
thinking
40? For 40 this, for 40?
For this kind of experience, I mean, you're getting a private show in a rolling speakeasy.
That's true. You're not going to experience that
by
anywhere.
Independent artists rolling around doing it themselves.
Well, let's go Ticketmaster yeah. style, 500.
I was thinking $40. Hey.
40. That's what. 40 okay. for 40. 40 seats, $40.
That's what I'm saying. Like I was thinking, okay. I would pay that.
Hell yeah! You got some people though.
If I was
that.
A fan of the right. band, like
yeah.
if we weren't yes. if we weren't struggling musicians, we would pay that, like for sure. I definitely would.
Imagine if like Sarah Shook was coming through like that,
oh,
you
yeah.
know,
hell yeah.
someone that
I'd
you
pay
loved.
That to see her.
Imagine
yeah.
like if some you know,
yeah,
you
oh,
know,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
oh yeah,
yeah, 40's not bad, yeah.
Because it has to be a special, you know, because then it's like how much you getting? Let's see. 40 times 40 is 1600.
Right.
So then you can
enough
at least
pay the band.
You can at least
and
pay everybody, gas in the bus. We can roll to the next town.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
The Wayne train. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
So maybe we should do our first real legit ticket sales. But then, you know, Rosie and Aaron, we charge them 80 for VIP.
Oh, yeah, 80 for VIP. Yeah, yeah.
We charge them 80 for VIP.
You hear that? Y'all are getting 80. Y'all
I'm going to give them a good deal.
How much are we charging for beers?
I would say $3. Five?
Five. Okay.
Yeah. Let's just do five.
Yeah. Five even.
I like it.
That's a
we sell beer. Beers and we sell little jars of moonshine. I can actually get actual moonshine. Clay County. Yeah. Yeah, $60 a gallon.
Damn.
So we could pour those into little shot glasses and actually be slinging real Alabama moonshine, sell those for 20 a pop.
Yeah.
No. Now we're talking about making some money.
Yeah.
Get out the way, Bezos.
You
we
see?
Coming. We coming.
I mean, we're hustling.
We're
dude.
Hustling. Got to. I'm with it. Hey, do not mistake me. I'm with it, Bob. I'm with it. Let's
we,
do it.
We have to. Let's be honest, man. We need,
do.
We need money, man.
We
money.
Definitely need money.
We do need money.
Plug the Venmos and the PayPals right yeah, now. Right. You see my hand? That's for the Venmo. That's the PayPal. Send us your money. All of it.
Yep.
Man, you ain't lying, though. We do. We definitely do.
That's one way to get it, though. That's why I come up with, like, cool ways to do it. Then you can actually have a party, make some money. We play the music,
man, and it's special. It's
something
unique.
Special, man.
Mm-hmm. I'm with that.
And we could actually do. Imagine if you did a whole tour like that, and just didn't ever left the bus.
Oh man,
that'd be sick.
That'd be
maybe
amazing.
We could do it. Maybe we'll do it.
Maybe we need
we'll do
to.
A Bob Wayne, and you can open up. It'll be BB Palmer opening the acoustic. And then we'll do a Bob Wayne 100. Set. Yeah, maybe we could. That'd be cool.
That'd be
yeah,
dope.
I'd love that.
We're going to
yeah.
set that up. Let's do that. Let's talk after. Hell yeah. Man. What are you going to call it?
The Alabama Hell Ride.
My man. My man. That's a name right there. That's a name right
the
there.
The Alabama Hell Ride, man.
I mean,
come
who
on.
Who wouldn't want to take a ride on the Alabama Hell Ride? Come on.
With us, dude, at the helm.
Come on. Y'all getting Alabama in its finest. Come on. Let's go. I'm in.
Hell yeah. All right, man. Well, shit. Should we do a song?
Sure. Let's do a song.
Yeah? All right.
Let's do a song. So, go ahead and do this one first. This one's already out. Make sure this is here. It's from the second single from the Krishna Country Gold record. It's called Simulation Theory. Some people think we're living in a holographic simulation. Some people think we're living in the end times of Revelation. Some people think we're free. Some people think we're not. Yes, and some believe that this is all a dream. Well, do you really think that that is air you're breathing? Morpheus yanked me and grabbed me through the ceiling. My mind exposed, it left a hole. New way of thinking. Have you heard the one about the shape-shifting lizard people? Yes, they're taking over the world and their agenda's evil. Chemtrails are real, 9/11 not so real. Yes, it's something called a false flag operation. I don't know what the game is, I'm just tired of playing. Enlightenment is 5% of living, but I want it all. I
love the simulation line.
Right, is it?
So what's your favorite conspiracy theory?
Oh, man. There's some really good ones out there. That's a great question. I guess one of the more recent ones I've heard, I like the ridiculous ones, you know. Like, so, like, I like the one where, like, the birds aren't really birds. They're cameras, all the birds.
That's a good one. They're recharging on the telephone wires.
Right. Yeah. The bird camera conspiracy. I don't know what you call that.
And they're recharging on the telephone. That actually makes sense. Actually, that one.
Maybe that's not one of the more ridiculous ones. Maybe that one is.
Kind of makes sense.
That kind of makes sense, actually.
That's our surveillance. You see a bird, they watching, son. Mm-hmm. They watching.
You're tripping me out now because we had a weird bird shit experience that was kind of trippy.
No shit.
Yeah, in France.
Yeah.
What happened?
I'll let her tell it.
What? Oh, okay. There was that bird shit that just appeared there that we couldn't get off no matter
the
what.
The day after I got a brand new windshield.
Oh, yeah. It was a brand new windshield. It was a weird consistency. We were trying
It was like
everything.
Concrete. I could not get it off.
Yeah. We took a blade to it. We Windex, like everything, nothing could get
and
it
the
off.
The bird was just stuck on there?
No, the bird shit was
It was the bird shit.
Dude, I was taking like 2x4s. I was taking knives, screwdrivers, and a hammer. Like I was afraid I was going to break the window.
Y'all need to find where that bird is, take its shit, literally, and sell it to NASA.
Right?
Yeah, but it was like right in the middle.
It was right in my field of view.
And
it was
right in the middle.
And it was the day after, and so I couldn't get it off. And then we woke up the next day and we went out there and it was gone.
That's part of the simulation theory right there. You know?
That's what I'm saying. We had the simulation theory. Like, we caught a little...
You caught a glitch.
I think it was a pterodactyl shit that came through.
It could have been, it could have glitched out, and instead of the bird, it was a pterodactyl, and it took us back, you know, a couple, you know, to the creek, what do you call the dinosaur periods that were, you know.
I think once.
Prehistoric.
Yeah. Cretaceous.
A shit slipped through.
A dino shit slipped through the system.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Was it right after that the license plates
then,
were talking to us?
Yeah, the license plates were like sending us messages and.
Damn.
Yeah.
Anything's possible, man. This is a weird place to be, Earth, man, let me tell you. So
we may have just been driving through France and Germany for
too long. Yeah.
Yeah.
Could have got a little bit of that road wear. You start seeing shit, you know?
Yeah, you know you've been on the road too long when pterodactyl shit.
And license plates start talking to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, oh man, brother. Wow.
That's time to take a break.
That's a whole different type of burnout right there, son. Man. I usually get to the point where I'm just insanely laughing, you know. But if I start seeing the license plates talk, then I'll call you up and be like, Bob, I did it. I made it far enough to where I saw the license plates talking to me.
Yeah. Well, they were just sending us little subtle messages.
Right, just.
Yeah.
Like I was talking about her being Wolf Slayer or something in her name.
Yeah.
And then we looked at the license plate in front of us and it said Wolf.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, they're trying to communicate with us. And she goes, who? And I said, the other simulators.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which might be us too. I don't know.
Then I think that's when we ran out of gas.
Yes. And then in the middle of nowhere.
In France?
In the middle of night.
Germany?
My homeland.
Middle of the night.
I know, mine too.
You too?
Yes.
Nice.
Out in a forest somewhere, middle of nowhere, and a cab just shows up out of nowhere.
Yeah, it was like 3 a.m.
3 a.m.
Yeah. Saved y'all?
Yeah, well, yeah.
He pulled you to the gas station?
2 minutes. She was getting ready to sleep in the van.
Yeah, there ain't no accidents in the universe, man. No way.
No, it was a trip.
Yeah.
Man, God, that's amazing. Damn.
So the simulation theory, is that what you're singing about right there?
Yeah, I'm kind of, you know, like to me, you know, I don't invest too much in it, you know, like any, no, what I call noise, you know, but I like as a songwriter and, you know, you're kind of like a journalist. You're kind of, you know, like, you know, writing about, you know, what you're seeing and observing. And so for me, it was more just like, you know, what I was observing on the road and what people were talking about. You know, it's all those all those conspiracy theories came together and Western cynicism. A lot of it's like, you know, cause I've heard that if you deeply believe in a conspiracy theory, that it's like cognitive dissonance, like your mind can't process, you know, really what's going on. So you start putting pieces together that might not be anywhere involved in really what's going on. And so, yeah, I guess that's just like more like a commentary of like Western, you know, Western cynicism, Western, you know, madness, you know, that we have here in the West, you know. So, yeah, kind of just like a observation.
That's great, man. I love the modern lyrics.
Right.
You know. You can tell that it's modern with that old timey.
It's got that old timey, you know,
feel to it.
Yeah,
but yet then I know that we're in present time.
Right. So maybe it can date itself back. Like you hear the music and you're like, oh, this could be from the 70s. But then you listen to it and you're like, oh, wait, this was going on in the early 20s. And I'm talking about, you know, our 20s.
Yeah.
That's what's cool about it. I love that.
I didn't think about that. Yeah,
I guess. I love to actually, when I'm songwriting, that's kind of what I'm doing. I'm like, I like to like throw in some so that people know that it's now.
Right.
Right.
And it's hard, you know, with the music that we do, it's hard because, you know, it's so rooted in, you know, traditional imagery and things of the past. it's hard to, like, you know, throw in, you know, a modern device or a modern, like, word into, you know, the format that we have, because sometimes it just doesn't work, you know. But if you can find that, you know, and it flows, it's cool.
I got a new one I just did.
What?
It's pretty good. I think I played this for you at the party.
Deserts of Laredo? Yeah.
No, that's a good one. No, but I'm talking about throwing in the new words.
Oh, yeah. What's some of the words?
So it's like, it goes, woman, you damn near got me killed last night. We both know what we're doing just ain't right. She read the text you sent me with the kissy face emoji. God damn. God damn. He probably knows exactly who I am. And he knows that you've been untrue again. That pistol that he carries is gonna be the one that buries me. God damn. Yeah. Anyways, man. That's the only new the new lyric.
Give me that one, Bob.
Hell yeah!
Give me that.
Sing
it. What's that one called?
It's called. You haven't even heard the ending yet, guys. What is that called? Goddamn.
Goddamn.
Yeah, because it's always goddamn. Right. It's how many different ways God you can damn. Say goddamn. So then the last verse is, you know, and the song you wrote about me, you can never sing that again. Goddamn. Goddamn. So he's saying, like, goddamn. He's like, goddamn. He's like, goddamn.
God yeah. It's just like a damn.
So the name of the song is goddamn. But anyways, I was just talking about singing about text and emojis.
Text and emojis. And, yeah.
That's like, to not make it sound cheesy.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what I was saying. It's hard not to sound cheesy.
I think we did it there.
We did it. Man, look at us. Modern, old, ancient, modern songwriters. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Well, because that shit's real.
It is. It's real, and it's what we are in the age of information. You know what I'm saying? We're in the age where anything, at your touch, you can find out anything, you know? And it's a pretty wild place to be in time. You know, speaking of Aaron always says, you know, man, it's a great time to be alive right now, you know, just because it's just, man, it's just...
I wonder if it's a great time to be alive any
That's what I was thinking, time. Man. You know, I'm thinking any time you get to experience life, you know, I think it's a great time to be alive.
But not in the ice ages.
You know, no, even in the ice age, probably.
You think they were probably just like, oh, this is great. This, like wind storms.
I'm so cold.
Chilly winds outside. Great time to
great
be alive.
Time to be alive. Were they talking then?
Polar bear? No. Probably not.
Yeah, well, it depends on what ice age. There have been a couple, but yeah. But I'm with you, man. Any time to be alive is a beautiful time, you know, for sure.
Should we do one more song? You want to?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
New song, unreleased. This one's called Tony Soprano right here. Caught in the illusion, hung up on my confusion. Always feels I'm losing. The will to stop. I was forged by the fire. One day I kill all my desires. Become free of sin. As pure as the driven snow. But it takes millions of lifetimes. When I get there at right time, ride with Jesus and Elijah, and those guys are the bomb. Yeah, Yesterday I felt worthless, like I let everyone down. Why I always gotta be the sad clown, like Tony Soprano was. Except I never killed nobody. That's okay, cause Tony probably had to do it for the mob he was in. He was under a blood oath at the time. Anyways, what was I saying? Oh yes, I think I was praying for us all to be patient. Jesus tells me to tell y'all how. Don't you worry about this crazy ass ride that we call life. It ain't real at all. P.S. I love all of y'all.